In this episode of the Godel Pod, we will be talking about the North-South tech divide, whether there is one, whether the graduates have a dependency on one, and how we're going to explore it. Hi, I'm Sarah. I'm a client director here at Godel.
Hi, guys. I'm Josh, and I'm a client engagement manager here at Godel.
So obviously from the intro, we're going to be talking about topics that cropped up during our tech leaders event. Now, a main one for that is this North-South tech divide. Now, when we had the event, Josh, we kind of spoke with, how many was there? 15, 16 CTOs, tech leaders. Yeah. So what were kind of some of the things that you saw from the conversations you had?
I think the biggest thing for me is one of the topics that we've got to take from, especially the last 18 months or so, is this hybrid world that we now live in. And we can look at the divide as much as we want, but actually the idea of people basing themselves in the north or the south is starting to disappear in a sense. You can base your business where you want, and you can have a central hub, but actually I think sort of people within the tech world are now growing to the idea of hybrid working and working for businesses not in a comfortable position to where they are. So
yeah,
I think there was a lot of discussions around that and businesses that potentially 3, 4, 5 years ago, the idea of hiring someone for, say you're a business based in Manchester and you're hiring someone based in London, it was almost foreign and something you would never do. Now it seems businesses are growing to this and actually welcoming it. So lots of interesting points coming from the meal.
Yeah, and I think something that cropped up from my conversations, it's that, but also slightly different. So there's this new term that's come around called North Shoring. So that's where a lot of companies are developing tech centres within these kind of northern areas, so be it Manchester, Leeds and up, because it's cheaper from both a talent and a staff's perspective. So that kind of bricks and mortar. And unfortunately, the divide of salary tends to be kind of cheaper in the north. So with this, the likes of Amazon, Channel 4, they're maximising that ROA along the way, as well as getting great talent, but still having a bit of a tech hub with this new term of North Shoring. Now, Yorkshire and Humber, those areas, they're also a hotbed of disruption. So technology there, kind of Channel 4, Nestle, McLaren, Rolls-Royce, they're having these kind of spinning these verticals up to have an advantageous aspect over that local talent. Now, the people that we had at the meal, they all tended to be from the north. Mm-hmm. Was there anything that cropped up from what they said that kind of rings similar to this North Shoring aspect?
Well, I think it's interesting. I think the one thing we did discussed, which you did touch on, is salaries. And the divide in salaries is almost eye-watering. Just as a most recent study, the average salary for a tech role in London, so if we're classing that as the South, is around sort of 72,000. You look towards Manchester, it's around 57,000. The gap there is absolutely huge. So I think you're completely right in a sense that if a business now is looking to grow or looking to position itself, they'd almost be stupid to base itself in the South, just looking at salaries and looking at that sort of wage demand from people in those areas. It's almost eye-watering and a little bit scary to know that there can be that much of a difference in 2 hours drive, let's say.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's more than 2 hours drive, but do you think from a tech perspective, the actual skill set could be all that different between the North and South? Or I know I've had conversations, not from the event, but conversations in the past where I've been speaking to people and the South, they are hiring a much lower caliber of candidate for a higher salary than what they could get in the North.
Mm-hmm. But I think it's something that we'll learn more about as the years go by. I think you look at Manchester as a tech hub in Europe, and it's the fastest growing. It's received 500 million plus worth of funding. So there's obviously a reason for that. And there's obviously potential in Manchester and the North as a whole in terms of growing within tech. So from a talent point of view, I think it's something that it probably resides on preference. One interesting point that we had a number of discussions about, myself and a couple of the attendees, was the meal, was actually around the topic of graduates. and so the idea that startups are actually beginning to really grow within the North. 51% of graduates in the North, in Manchester, sorry, decide to stay local, which is just over half, which there's obviously a sign for that. And there's obviously a reason that that people aren't just coming to the North to for their studies, and especially within the tech world, and then moving on to bigger and better jobs down south or in London. There's actually a reason for people to stay, and there's a reason for people to learn their trade up here, but also feed back into the community, feed back into the tech environment up here. So there's obviously a reason for that. I think we'll learn to know more over the years, I think.
Yeah, and I think Manchester, it's always going to be a tech hub. There's over kind of 10,000 digital and tech businesses in Manchester. The community is growing massively day in, day out. Like, I mean, customers of Godel, such as AO, Sofology, Rental Cars, they're on Manchester Business. Yes, they've added growth and capacity with using Godel services, but they are still a Manchester hub, born and bred. That kind of graduate, that piece that you just mentioned, I was actually reading a report this morning, so very timely, that claims 69% of employers within the UK are facing this digital skills gap. However, unis believe that they alone will not be able to address the issue. So what do we do in that instance? Do we, obviously, AO, Sofology, Rental Cars, there's a number of other Manchester partners that we work with. They've mitigated that risk by partnering with Godel. Whereas there's other businesses out there that want to keep it at home. They want everyone in the offices. So what do they do in those situations when in 5-10 years' time they want to grow and they want to scale and they don't have that resource?
And I think it's a great point you make, and I think it very much comes back to almost what I said at the start of the podcast, touching on businesses learning to adapt and really going with almost learning to push everything away that they're used to, and all these things that they've learned over, I don't know, 15, 20 years of business, and then look at COVID and look at the situation we're in now and say, actually, we need to address this and we need to look at different ways. So you look at it, and a business probably looks at the graduate scheme and they say, are they willing to invest 2, 3, maybe 4, 5 years time into someone before they really start to actually see the benefit of that? Or are businesses impatient and are they looking for quick fixes? It takes a lot from a business and a lot of sort of planning to actually invest in a proper graduate scheme. So it's good to see it, and as I said, the 50% of graduates staying up North is something that is exciting, I can imagine, for businesses. So I think we will see a lot more tech businesses look towards that graduate scheme and see, actually, is it worth the investment from us to put time and effort into growing these people straight out of university or even straight out of college.
Yeah, and I mean, I was speaking to someone at a different event last week, and he was saying they only hire graduates because what they can do is they can upskill them within. Now, when they're hiring graduates up North, because they've got two hubs, they've got one in Manchester and one in the South, it's just outside of kind of central London. When they're doing this in the North, they tend to have the developers stick with the business. They tend to have them upskill and stick it out. Whereas those in the South, because there's so many different tech hub businesses on their doorstep, kind of these sexy, cool brands, be it fintech, be it health tech, all these kind of up and coming sectors, they're finding they're upskilling. And then they're becoming a bit of a flight risk because they're getting poached because they've upskilled so dramatically. Whereas they don't tend to find that in the North. But with that kind of, I was reading in, it was Mobile Magazine. Throughout the UK, 61% of organisations in the South East and London say their location is advantageous for their digital transformation ambitions. Whereas it's just 41% in the rest of the UK. But the majority of the North, kind of just shy of 70%, say location is a barrier to accessing the talent compared to 51% in the South. So it kind of reiterates that there's obviously is a much denser population within the South, which there is going to be. However, with that, the North graduates wanting to stay within the North, how will that affect this North-South divide? Will it make it bigger?
I think so. I think it comes back to, I think, the big thing and the biggest thing about this graduate scheme and taking it on as a business is the risk. And I think you hit the nail on the head with you can invest all the time, all the money and all the patience into a graduate and get them to a position where they are earning money for your business and the investment is bringing it back to the business. But as you said, if they get a bigger and better offer, you've invested in this person to have them leave. So it's about managing risk and being in a position as a business where you can understand what's going to happen to these graduates at the end of their journey. I think from a North point of view, it can only be advantageous that graduates are looking at sticking around and most likely sticking with the businesses that are putting the effort into them. It shows that the investment is obviously paying off. You spoke about sort of location. I read something in an article a few days ago, which basically mentioned that 74% of people, believe they would have to relocate to London to secure a job in tech. So it does show that stigma around the South is still sticking around. And I think people's opinion on the South in terms of tech will continue to be as it is for the next few years. But it's almost like contradicting statements in a sense that Manchester's there and it's growing, but it probably needs a bit more time and a bit more proof, in a sense, to show where it's going to end up.
Yeah, and I mean, I wonder if the change of plans with this HS2 and the way in which this kind of hybrid working world is, albeit it's not coming to an end, a lot of people are actually wanting to get back into the office and have that form of communication day in, day out with people. Will that, again, create a further North-South divide? I think it's possibly too early to tell. This last 18 months has been, nobody could have predicted, well, it's nearly 24 months now, isn't it? But no one could have predicted what has actually happened. And I know I'm speaking with, we speak with so many different people and they're finding, yes, they started with this hybrid working and people can work from home 4 out of 5 days and they only have to come into the office 1 day a week. Whereas that's actually increasing now and they're coming in 2 days a week, 3 days a week, because they're finding their daily stand-ups, their weekly retros. They're so much more productive when people are stood around a table as opposed to waiting on a Zoom or a Teams meeting for somebody to unmute themselves. It's the unofficial way of saying, I've got something to say, rather than kind of putting their hand up. Are you missing those social cues of knowing and having that kind of that comfort of face-to-face familiarity? But on the North-South aspect, if you are a business that is based in the North and you're hiring from the South, are you then doing yourself a disservice and missing out on the Northern talent? But on the flip side of that, if you're in the South and hiring from the North, are you then falsifying salary requirements from that North-South divide? There's so many different dependencies and so many different implications of doing each way of doing it.
No, I just think
it's really unknown.
Yeah, I think that you make a really interesting point in regards to this hybrid world that I know you've spoke a lot about on a number of your podcasts now. It's that I think the conversation I'm having most with people is normally to do with what's their stance on it. Are they back in the office? Are they still working fully remotely? Where are they at with it? Speaking from personal opinion, I'm someone that loves to be in the office. You hit the nail on the head. It's that water cooler conversation. It's you've got a quick question you need to ask someone. It takes you 30 seconds other than can I stick 20 minutes in your diary at 1 o'clock just to ask you a quick question. It's almost a new issue that 2-3 years ago businesses didn't know they'd have to deal with. And now people have got comfortable with working from home. People have got comfortable with working hybridly. How do you, as a business, transition either back to normal or towards a hybrid way of working, if that makes sense? And the HS2 situation, it's a few years away. I think before anything's even in place, it's going to be at least sort of 2030 around sort of current sort of plans. So too early to tell, in a sense, how that's going to affect businesses. But it's a lot for people to travel from the North to the South every day to be in an office. It's becoming increasingly hard for businesses to say we're gonna hire someone from 3+ hours away, but actually we'd like you to be in the office twice a month, etc. How do you deal with that? Because it's all about personal preference and personal opinion. You're either someone who loves the office or has adapted to working from home and can naturally do everything they could do sat at a desk in central Manchester that they can do at their base in Bolton, let's say. It's just understanding how to get the line right and how to understand as a business that whatever you do, you're almost always going to upset someone, and you're never going to get it exactly right. You've just got to do your best to do as much as you can as a business to get your workforce ticking.
Yeah. And I think you kind of mentioned it there, like working in the center of Manchester and Bolton. So as a northerner, I think nothing of traveling an hour and 10 minutes one way to get into the city center, because that's what I'm used to. Whereas down south, the tubes, the traffic, those shorter journeys, albeit it's much less as the crow flies, it's actually longer. So is that then causing southern companies to, or southern headquarters companies, should we say, to have that remote world, which they can then hire from the north because they understand the troubles of travel? Whereas, especially within Manchester and the surrounds of Greater Manchester, there are so many different routes into the city. You have people travel from Yorkshire into the city. You have people travel from Liverpool into the city, from the Wirral into the city. And everything's quite well connected.
Mm.
Albeit the transport system in London is much better than the north, mm-hmm. or the transport system in the south. So how do we then take that into account from company perspective, that when you work within a southern business or a southern headquartered business, should we say, like a head office in the south, how do we then compute the travel distance to what you would be doing in the north, and what's feasible, what's not feasible? Is that something that companies are now considering as to why they're moving up north? Is that why Channel 4 have come up north? Because they know, yes, it's cheaper from both a bricks and mortar perspective, from a talent perspective, and they know they're going to have people in the office because people are going to commute in, because it's sometimes easier. It depends who you speak to. Or is it because they know it is literally just the bricks and mortar and the cost perspective? How will we ever know what the reason is as a general consensus?
I think it's a fantastic question. And I think it's probably what businesses outline as soon as they look at relocation or where they're gonna set up. Say you're a startup, I think it's multiple things you've got to look at and understand what you want from it. You speak about sort of yourself as a northerner traveling in. I live, so as a bit of context, Godel's office is central Manchester. I live about a 15-minute walk away. So a commute for me is almost not a commute. The idea of working from home is almost foreign, because why would I bother working from home if it's a 15-minute walk away? That's my personal opinion. That's how my stance on this hybrid or remote working. Someone who works and who lives an hour away or an hour and a half away in terms of driving from where they work is going to have a completely different stance on it. So I think as a new business or someone looking to relocate or even looking at talent, it's you've got to weigh up the benefits against the disadvantages and understand what is going to do the best for our business. If placing ourselves up north is going to mean that we might be more likely to bring people to the office more, is that really that much of an advantage where you can place yourself up there, but then also take yourself away from the bigger businesses down south? Is there better talent up north in regards to what you're looking for, or is that down south? All of these questions have to be asked by the people in charge of these businesses and understand, is this something that's really going to have an effect on our business? You throw the third one into the hat. You spoke very, very briefly about sort of Godel. Does location really matter when you could utilize someone like Godel who almost throws location out of the hat in a sense? It's questions that almost we're not really qualified to answer. It's about these big businesses to answer these questions for themselves and understand where they want to sit as a business.
Yeah, there was a study that said just under half of the north say they require niche skill sets that are currently not available, whereas just 35% in the south have said similar. So effectively, if I read between the lines, that's the south saying they have that skill set available on their doorstep, but the north don't.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is that because they're looking for this same skill set at different salary banding? So obviously the south, you kind of mentioned it earlier, the salary banding is, what was it, 20 grand difference?
Yeah, essentially.
Is that £20,000 going to get you the skill set that you require within the brackets that you're looking at? Whereas if that is the case, then the skill set could possibly be in the north, but they're not paying the right amount because they're working remotely for a southern company.
Mm-hmm.
So my kind of question to to anybody listening, and I'd love to hear your thoughts on it, is there a north-south divide? Has that now been mitigated because of this remote working? It's something that's really interesting to me, because we are a small country, really. But yet historically there was such a divide between the north and south.
I think to be honest, I think it's a really, really good question to ask. And I think the way you position that is really well, because I think in a sense, when we were putting this event together and we wanted to have these discussions around the north-south divide, I don't know about you, but I almost expected to come out of the event with a blanket answer of yes or no. And actually what the event has done is it's made us have further conversations, which is perfect. It's why we come onto this podcast and we ask these questions and we have this discussion, because we sat at the event and we said, actually, there's so many different opinions and there's so many different thoughts from different people coming out of this that actually we don't have an answer, and we probably won't really get an answer. And it's a sense of, I think the big question I pose to anybody listening and to anybody who really takes an interest, because of this post-COVID, sort of post-lockdown, let's hope, world, who really cares about location? Everything's come back. I think most of the points that we've made is, does location really matter anymore with this hybrid world, hybrid working, Teams, which everyone I think is very bored of right now, and these Zoom calls? Does location really matter? And actually, how much of a difference is it making on these businesses? This isn't me making the point that it doesn't matter. It's the question is how significant is the difference in location? What is the divide? And is it business by business? Is there a genuine sort of study that can be made on the significant differences? It's all good points that I think we'll learn more about as we go on.
Yeah, I agree. And I think it's something that we'll never know the answer. It'll always be changing. So is there a north-south divide?
Mm-hmm. No, definitely. I think you've hit the nail on the head. And I think, to be fair, I think we'll welcome any thoughts and any opinions on this topic, because myself and Sarah, we can talk for hours about a north-south divide and in regards to what we learned from speakers at this event. But what we really want is to understand what you guys, the listeners, think and what your thoughts or opinions are, and have you on and discuss it with you, because that's how we got to this point. We had discussions with other people and we got here. So as things go, really enjoyed sort of discussing this topic with you, Sarah. I don't know whether you've got any other points to make.
Apart from the north-south divide, is there going to be somewhere else that pops up? Is it going to be the north-south Yorkshire divide? Who knows?
You wish.
So yes, great to chat, and we'd love to hear your thoughts.
Perfect. Thank you very much, everyone.
Thank you. Thanks for listening to our Godal pod. Please subscribe, like, and let us know if you'd like to take part in the next pod, and look out for more.